Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In this episode, we take a look at why your past doesn't affect your future. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps. Big change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps. Big changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode today, I want to talk about why your past really doesn't have all that much to do with where you are going. Why history, while it can be valuable, and we're going to talk about how it can be valuable, it should not be used as a tool to hold you back, no matter what that history has been. So this is going to be a super good episode. Be sure to stick all the way through the end, because at the end, I've got a cool little challenge for you that I would love for you to take part in. Now, before we jump into the episode, so many listeners over the years have reached out to me saying that this podcast has helped them get past some major obstacles in their personal development. But the problem that I've always had, the thing I've always seen as not quite there yet, is that it's impersonal. I can speak to you, but I don't really get to address your specific needs, and I don't get to hear your voice, and I don't get to support you in any real ways. Well, now there is a way that I can do that. Introducing Tiny Leaps Plus. Tiny Leaps Plus is a private membership community exclusively for listeners of this podcast. As a member, you get access to members-only weekly newsletters designed to surface the best personal development and behavior change content from across the web, a monthly Q&A session live with me and the rest of the group so that I can address some of your specific obstacles. You also get access to exclusive worksheets, workbooks, and resources to help you set better goals and start taking action. Plus, some fun bonuses like a shout out in future episodes and early access to things like merchandise. And you get all of that for just $5 a month. To learn more or to sign up today, head over to tinyleapsplus.com. That's tinyleapsplus.com. So we let our history, the history of our outcomes, affect our behavior going forward. We all do this, and we do it way too often. And it's frustrating to me to see this happen, to hear listeners write in saying how in the past this has happened and this has happened, and they're really scared for this potential outcome to show itself again. And it's unfortunate, because we worry that because we've never been good at money, it means we never will be good at money. We stress that bad relationships means that we will never find a good one. And we spend time believing and convincing ourselves that because we struggle to eat well and always have, it means we can't change that. But the truth is we can. The truth is that our past isn't our future. Now, there's two things at play here, and Carol Dweck from the book Mindset really laid them out perfectly. I highly recommend picking that book up. So you've got fixed mindset, which means that you believe you are what you are, and you need to work with that. That's all you ever will have, and so you just have to work within that limitation. And then there's growth mindset, meaning that you believe you are capable of becoming more than what you are or what you have always been, that growth and progress is possible. Now, I don't have to tell you which one of these two are best for personal development, which one we believe here at Tiny Leaps. But the truth is, ultimately, that your past can be seen as one of two things. Either A, it's a historical record of who you are and will always be, Or B, it's a collection of data points outlining lessons learned and outcomes to avoid. You get to choose which of those it is. Either it's a historical record, a fact that we must hold on to, or it's just a collection of data points. Now, according to an article on brainpickings.com, and I've got the full article linked up in the description of this episode, it is expanding on this fixed and growth mindset model. Quote, out of these two mindsets, which we manifest from a very early age, springs a great deal of our behavior, our relationship with success and failure in both professional and personal contexts, and ultimately our capacity for happiness, end quote. The really important part in this, the thing that I really want to pull out, is that our mindset develops from a very early age. It's based on the things we experience, the results that we have gotten over time. It's based on what was reinforced in us as a child. We talked in a previous episode about how, and I originally learned about this in the book Better by Mistake by Alina Tugend, who was a past guest, but she was actually talking about Carol Dweck's work as well. So that woman is everywhere. She's all over this stuff when it comes to mindset. Just pick up the book and pick up Better by Mistake too. It's definitely worth the read. But we talked about how when you are a child, if you are praised for getting an A or accomplishing something versus praised for working hard regardless of outcome, it reinforces which of those you get joy from, you get value from, and you strive for. The people who are reinforced to believe that being smart is the desirable trait will take less risks and try less things that might end up making them look not smart, because that is the ultimate thing that they need to work for, versus the child who is taught that working hard is what matters, regardless of outcome. They tend to value trying new things and pushing themselves because the working hard, the process, is what matters to them. So all of this stuff is developed when we are young, and it can be extremely challenging to tackle them when we get older, because though we now have a history, if you have been alive for 28 years, just to use my own age, and from childhood, you were reinforced that success and getting to this particular outcome was the desirable trait, that being smart was the desirable trait. If you've been told that from childhood, throughout high school, throughout college, and maybe just 4 years ago, you started to try and shift that mindset. Maybe you were when you were 24. You have 24 years of experience having this idea being reinforced versus 4 years of trying to shift it. You can start to see why this is so incredibly difficult to deal with. And while many of us will not be able to completely change whether or not we have a growth or a fixed mindset, we'll never be able to completely shift our perspective on things and what we value, the important part is recognizing that those changes are possible. And while it will take effort, because we're essentially trying to override what has been programmed into us, it will take a lot of effort. It will take a lot of time, but it is possible. And that is something that we can hold on to. So the solution is straightforward, but difficult. It's to shift the way that you think about your past. View your past as a collection of data points rather than a record of historical fact. It's neither good nor bad. It's just something that exists, something that you can refer back to. But you should not look at your past and decide what potential futures could exist based on that, because you just cannot know. There are so many things that are outside of your control. There are so many things that could shift the outcome. By looking at, hey, you know what? I've failed in this area 5, 6, 7 times historically, and so I'm just going to avoid that in the future. You're giving yourself no opportunity to accomplish that goal. You're giving yourself no opportunity to accomplish that outcome. So view it as a list of data points. Once you've decided on a direction, then you can consult it, consult your past, consult your history, and say, you know what did I learn from this? What happened the last time I tried this? Use it to guide you along the path, but never make a decision of will I take this path or not based on that history, or at least exclusively based on the history. So I did promise you a challenge for today. This one is going to be a little bit fun, I think. It's something that I try to do fairly regularly, once or so a month. You need to start identifying some of these beliefs, some of these things that hold you back. And one of the biggest things with fixed and growth mindsets is that it's not about, hey, I have a fixed mindset in all areas, or I have a growth mindset in all areas. We are individuals and our lives are complex, and we can be reinforced to have a fixed mindset in one specific area, but have a growth mindset in another. And so one of the things we can do to start creating changes is simply to start recognizing in which areas do we have fixed mindsets and in which do we have growth. So here's what I want you to do. Take out a piece of paper or pull up a notebook app or whatever it is you use. List out the 6 core areas of your life, the areas that I talk about all the time: your fitness, nutrition, finances, career, relationships, and your mental health. So list out those 6 areas. And answer this question: where am I now in relation to the specific area? Where do I think I can go in relation to that specific area? Answer those 2 questions for each area. Doing so and being honest with yourself can help you better understand, do I have a fixed mindset in this area, or do I have a growth mindset, or is it somewhere in the middle? Which for many of us, it's going to be in the middle, but we want to understand where on that spectrum do we fall, which side are we leaning to, so that we can figure out what we can do to move forward. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this episode was helpful to you. If it was, I'd love to hear from you. Find the podcast over on Instagram at Tiny Leaps. Send me a message and I'd love to get into a conversation with you. All of the articles I used, as well as the books that I referenced, are linked up in the description of this episode, so be sure to check those out. I highly encourage you, if you enjoy this podcast, to check out Tiny Leaps Plus, where I can get deeper with you, connect with you more directly. We can get on calls and have a real conversation about what's going on. Just head over to tinyleapsplus.com to learn more. Thank you again. I've been Greg Clunas, and remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.